Hello, Jamie. Welcome back.
Heather, thank you so much for having me. I am excited and fired up.
Yes. And I said, this is going to be so short and sweet and powerful. I'm wearing my hat today. It says, how do you want to feel? And your new book, Worthy. So why don't we just dive right into that?
I am so excited. It's, you know, for every single person listening, like our self-worth is our ceiling to everything, to our business, our goals, our dreams, our relationships, our joy, all of it. And so, you know, I was so grateful to share Believe It with you, my first book, which was really my story of kind of going from Denny's waitress to billion-dollar entrepreneur, to learning how to believe in myself. And Worthy is like the playbook on how do you believe in you. And there's over 20 tactical tools in there that you can apply to your life right now to build self-worth. And I have just learned the hard way so often that self-worth is really the one thing that changes every single thing in our life. So I am fired up and excited to talk about it with you. And thank you for having Worthy and me on the show.
Is it, you're like, it's like your book baby, like the baby. You're like, thank you for Worthy here. I love it. So, okay. I'm assuming, I mean, so many people, we compare ourselves, right? We look at other people thinking they have something that I don't have. And behind the scenes, working with so many women, and I'm sure you've talked to hundreds of thousands of women who seem to have it all on the outside. Let's talk about worthiness or worth. Like, how do we acquire that? So many people are like, oh, I know what it is. I know where the challenge is, but how do we overcome that?
That is exactly what the book's about. So I'm excited to answer that and to dive in. And exactly what you said too, Heather, so many of us have, we can get all the things on the outside. And by the way, even people that compare and go, oh, you know what, you can still get the stuff you compare to and you arrive there. And so many of us still feel like we're not enough. And when you look at the data, I mean, it's wild right now. 80% of women don't believe they're enough. 75% of female executives deal with imposter syndrome. 91% of girls and women don't love their bodies. 73% of men feel inadequate and not enough. And, you know, when we fundamentally believe we are not enough as we are, it is a lie. And, you know, the time to unlearn that lie has come, because believing the lie that we are not enough has cost so many of us so much in our life. And so the book is really about unlearning those lies that lead to self-doubt. And here's, you know, the most important first step in building worthiness is A, to want to, and B, to know, is this really impacting my life? And one of the big tools, there's a whole chapter on this in Worthy, is first and foremost understanding the difference between self-confidence and self-worth. And they are both so important and so valuable in our lives to build, but they're very different. And when you have one without the other, when you have self-confidence without self-worth, that for so many of us looks like we achieve the thing and the next thing and the next thing, and we perpetually feel like something's missing, like we're not enough, like it's never enough. And it's this cycle that with every achievement, with every pursuit builds confidence, which is really important, but it doesn't build self-worth. And wherever we go, whatever new goal we arrive at, you still take you with you. And if the you underneath it all still does not feel enough exactly as you are, that is when we can pursue and accomplish our whole lives, get the things we always hope for, and still never feel fulfilled. And so really, really big step back, because this one thing for everyone listening to emotionally, uncomfortable. Everyone listening, this may make you a little uncomfortable, but I think it's going to help you have a big aha moment for a lot of people is, and just to break it down just for a second, because this one thing, even if you don't get the book Worthy, which I hope everyone does, but just in this one episode, I hope this is going to be impactful. So, you know, self-confidence, which again is so valuable in our lives, it is an internal trait, but it's so much based on the external. And it's how we assess our skills and abilities, our willingness to try and go for it, how we feel we stack up and measure and compare to others, if we're winning or losing, how much of the world's definition of success we think we have. And our self-confidence is fragile and it fluctuates. And, you know, they show the boxer that wins the match is like 30% more confident automatically. And so many of the things that we are raised to believe, once I get that thing, then I'll be happy, whether it's six-pack abs or, you know, a certain job title or having kids or getting married or, you know, getting the CEO title or hitting a threshold in our bank account or our business. And for so many of us, we work so hard thinking when I finally get that thing, then I'm going to be fulfilled. Then I'm going to be happy. Then my problems will be solved. And we arrive at that thing and we're happy for a while. And then before we know it, we're back to feeling like something's missing. And we just keep hustling more and leveling up more and more and more. And the pursuit of all those things, everything we see in a commercial on TV, or when we see well-intended family and friends and they're like, oh, how's your job? How have you, are you dating anyone? Do you have kids yet? And we think when we get answers to those things, we'll finally feel enough. And for most of us, we keep this perpetual cycle where we keep getting more and more and more and more and achieving more and more. And we just still feel like something's missing. And it's because in the journey and pursuit of all that, we have built a lot of self-confidence, which is really important and valuable. But we have not built any self-worth. Those things do not build self-worth. So, which is different. So self-worth is the deep internal knowing and belief that you are worthy of love and belonging exactly as you are, not as your past mistakes or failures or regrets, not as your achievements or successes, but literally exactly as you are. And a lot of people worry, well, if I feel enough exactly as I am, will I lose my ambition? Will I lose my edge? And it's like, no, actually you become so much more ambitious because the higher your self-worth is your ceiling. The higher your self-worth, the more likely you are to go for things and to be ambitious and to put yourself out there because you know, even if I fall flat on my face and fail miserably, like it might shake my confidence for a minute, but it cannot touch my self-worth. And so three of the main ways for everyone listening, because we can have a lot of confidence and we can have a lot of things going really, really well all around us. But when we don't feel like we're enough inside, when we have low self-worth, you know, for anyone listening and wondering like, well, is, you know, what Heather and Jamie talking about, is that really an issue for me? It shows up often in three ways. When we have low self-worth, it often looks like we're stuck and we don't know why. Like we want to find a partner, but we don't know why we're not getting on the dating app and we're not putting ourselves out there. Or we feel like we have a book inside of us, but we don't know why we haven't started writing it. Or, you know, we are working in a business, but know we're born to run one and don't know why we haven't taken the leap. And we'll tell ourselves, for a lot of people, when we get stuck, we'll tell ourselves like, oh, I just need more skill sets and more experience. And that might be true. But for a lot of us, the real reason is like deep down inside, we don't think we're worthy of the thing. And in life, we don't become what we want. We become what we believe we're worthy of, because our self-worth is our ceiling. So, and then when we have like low to medium self-worth, that looks like, you know, we'll go for the thing, we'll put ourselves out there, but we'll hit a ceiling, or we'll sabotage ourselves along the way. You know, we'll hit four figures or five figures in our business, but not know why we can't get above that ceiling and go to the next level. Or we'll meet a potential partner and literally just, and they're a great person and we'll just not be attracted to them and put them in the friend zone, or we will sabotage things when we don't believe we're worthy of them. And then a lot of people who, you know, maybe are listening to Emotionally Uncomfortable right now, and maybe are achievers or people pleasers or ambitious. And what that often looks like when you have medium to high self-worth, but you still have a struggle with self-worth, that often looks like you'll go for the thing. You might even accomplish it, crush it, have everyone around you cheering, but you still feel unfulfilled. You still feel like something's missing. You still feel like you're not enough.
a quick word about today's sponsor, AG1. It's important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for years I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and quality, for AG1 isn't just a buzzword, it's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop because it's tested for over 950 contaminants and banned substances, while most of industry standards typically only test for 10. Isn't that crazy? And bonus, my kids love it, especially my teens. Trust AG1 for consistent daily support. Take control of your well-being with AG1. Experience it now and enjoy a complimentary 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 along with 5 free travel packs with your initial purchase at drinkag1.com/EU. That's drinkag1.com/EU.
So those are really the three ways. And when we build self-worth, and like for me, most of my entire life, and I did not know this, Heather, until last 3 years, I've been obsessed with studying self-worth. I thought self-confidence and self-worth were the same. And I believe the lie that if I achieved enough, I would finally feel enough. And after achieving a whole lot, like spending decades of my life achieving and still feeling like I wasn't enough, and then wondering like why I was sabotaging certain things or friendships or different stuff in my life. And I realized it was because I had a lot of confidence, which is really important, but underneath it all, didn't believe I was enough. So worthy is, you know, there is 20 plus tools in there, and then a bunch of lies that I go deep into on how do you unlearn those lies that lead to self-doubt and kind of ignite the truth that wake up worthiness. So
I love this. And I love how you were talking about the two different, right? Because people really are in that achieving mindset, and I'm all about go for the thing. Like, you want the goal, do the thing. And it is really about the journey of getting there and who you become. Do you think you ever get to a point where you're like, all of my worthiness wounds are gone? Or is it always like new level, new devil? Like, I'm curious what you notice in yourself. You uncover something, you're like, okay, like, is healing ever done in this area?
Yeah, I think that it is a lifelong journey of building self-worth. I can tell you, for everyone who's an achiever and who has these goals, that they will make you feel more confident, but they will not make you feel more worthy. They will not make you feel enough. It's by really learning to raise your identity of who you are, just as you are, right? And so, because whatever new goal we achieve, whatever new relationship we're in, whatever new pant size we fit into, or six pack ab we have, or, you know, title after our name, whatever it is, you still take you with you when you arrive there, the you that is you innately. And so, so for me, I think it's a lifelong journey. And how this sort of all came to be was, you know, I was at a moment in my life where I was really, really self-confident, and I had just sold my company for, you know, over $1 billion, and was all these things were going so great, and I had achieved so many of my dreams, and my lifelong dream had just happened. From the time I was a little girl, I would watch Oprah in my living room and always dreamed of meeting her one day, but could, you know, 39 years later, got the chance to, ended up having lunch at her house, did a 3-hour lunch, just me and her. And imagine, like, we all have different heroes, right? This was my lifelong hero. And at the very end of it, she gave me her cell phone number. And she said, "You can call me anytime. Call me anytime." And remember, I was really self-confident at the time because so much was going right, but I didn't feel like I was enough. And I left her house, and the meeting, the lunch couldn't have gone better. And I didn't call her for 4 years. And in that period, for anyone listening who's ever sabotaged anything, or like in that 4-year journey, like I thought I knew why. I thought like, oh, I just need to have the perfect thing to say, or I need to, everyone wants something from her. I'm going to prove I don't. And at the end, 4 years passed. And then I realized the real reason I hadn't called her was because deep down inside, I didn't believe I was worthy of being her friend. And I know that is a lie. Like, I'm a kick-ass friend. You know what I mean? So like, and that was the day I called her. And it was also the first time I realized, oh, self-confidence and self-worth are very different. And you can have all of the worldly success, but if you just as who you are, don't believe you're enough, it will show up in all the areas of your life. And so that was when I became obsessed with studying self-worth. And I'm happy to dive into any of the tools if you want me to. You let me know in our time together.
Well, I'm so intrigued by this because it's such an inner experience, right? Like you're doing the inner work and it's like slight shifts externally, but people probably notice. Okay, so you get to this point. I love this where you're like achieving, and then you can feel the contrast. This is why I love contrast. People don't want to feel the uncomfortable emotions. I'm like, let it in, right? Let it in. Feel the disappointment, feel the letdown, feel the like, oh, that wasn't what I was after. And then you get to dig a little bit. So, okay. So people are listening to this. They're like, I'm doing the things. Okay. Now I know that I got to dig a little bit deeper into worthiness.
Yeah.
They're going to say, where do I begin? Obviously getting your book, digging into the book, where do they begin when they know this is like a hole inside of them?
Yes. Okay. You know, it's funny. I was going to dive into this tool on rejection and how, because a lot of us who have gone through, had failures or setbacks or felt rejected. It's one thing when that happens and it rattles our self-confidence. But when we let past mistakes or rejections or, you know, setbacks, when we let them take root in our identity, because here's what happens is a lot of people, instead of going, oh yeah, I failed, they start to think I'm a failure. And that's when it takes root at an identity level. And so in Worthy, I go through this whole 4-part framework on how to reframe and redefine rejection and actually embrace it and not let it take root in your self-worth. But after what you just said, I want to actually share something different. I don't think I've ever talked about on a show, but there's a chapter in Worthy called Do You See You? And when you talk about getting emotionally uncomfortable and feeling all the things, as you know, so many of us, we do whatever we can to not feel all the things. Like we live life in survival mode. We, you know, numb ourselves with busyness and think it's a badge of honor, and then reward people who are always busy and overwhelmed. We do so many things to not feel all the things. And we've gotten to the point, especially as women, where sometimes we don't even know how we feel. We can't hear our own intuition, all of those things. And so there's a chapter in here called Do You See You? And it goes into 5 self-worth shortcuts just in that chapter alone. But just taking a big step back, I think the most fundamental question for everyone listening is like, do you feel enough and fully worthy exactly as you are? And if the answer is no, then it's like, okay, so A, that's a lie, because here's the truth. Every single person listening to us right now, I do not care what they have done in their past, what they regret, all the stuff. I don't care how little or how much success they have right now. Every single person is fully worthy exactly as they are. And this book isn't about learning all this stuff to get there. It's about like unlearning all the lies that lead to believing you're not. And one of those lies is, if I am me, I won't be loved. Like if I'm the real me and how I really, and say how I really feel and share what I really mean and take that mask off of the who I think other people expect me to be, but actually fully feel, say, connect with, experience who I truly am, and then show up authentically, that if I do that, oh my gosh, I won't be loved, or they'll figure me out, or they'll realize I'm not as X, Y, or Z as they thought I am. You know, they'll all the things. Every time we show up as someone who we are not, we are chipping away at our self-worth, telling ourselves deep down inside that we're not worthy of being who we truly are. And so there's a whole chapter about just recognizing and starting to notice, who are you and how do you really feel? And like you kind of said, being in it, feeling and just taking note of do you actually show up as who you really are in your relationships, whether they're with friends, family, your partner, your customers, et cetera, your community online, right? Your colleagues at work. And just starting to notice it, right? And then taking that one step at a time, whether it's deciding to say how you really feel, whether it's just getting still and listening and learning to start hearing and trusting your own intuition, you know, being aware of what is the story you're telling yourself about yourself. Because one of the things, you know, there's, gosh, so many tools in the book, but one of them is that a lot of people have a hard time seeing all the good in themselves. And they have
I was just going to ask you that, about how it's so easy to see it in other people and want to cheer on, especially women, right? Women helping women. You're like, you can see their potential. You can see the, like, what they're worthy of. You can see the vision of possibility. Yeah. Why do you think it's easier for us to see it in other people than to see it in ourselves? Even if we're we're willing to go there, like spending that time within ourselves, why is it so much easier to see it in other people?
Yeah, it's so many of these lies to believe. So from the time that we learn to believe, from the time we are little girls, first of all, we learn through, and I love a great cartoon. I love Disney. I love all of it. We learn we're not enough on our own. We see example after example of your voice is gone until the prince comes and kisses you and you get your voice back. You're locked away in a castle until Prince Charming comes and rescues you. All these things we learn we're not enough on our own. And then what that turns into for a lot of us is adult women who think, and by the way, I love mentorship. I love mentoring. I cherish the mentors in my life. But a lot of us, and I see this every single day, is women think like, oh, I just need a mentor. Like then I'll know what to do in my business, or then I'll launch the thing. Like, I'm just waiting on a mentor. So we go from thinking we need Prince Charming to rescue us to then thinking, oh, I need a mentor. And we learn this lie that I'm not enough on my own. This is one of many lies, by the way, that I dive into the book. We learn the lie, I'm not enough on my own. I need someone else. We start to then think that I'm going to trust their advice over my own intuition. We start to not learn how to hear our own intuition. And every single one of us, I believe this fully, we have everything we need inside of us, literally, to know the answer, to accomplish our wildest dreams, to know who we are born to be. So we learn to believe we need a Prince Charming to rescue us. We grow up thinking we need a mentor to rescue us. All those things are great, but we actually are fully enough on our own. And I go through step by step in the book, how do you start to embrace who you truly are and show up authentically? Because you look at all of the studies, by the way, and it is impossible to have a true human connection with another person, whether it's a partner, a friend, or your customers, unless you fully show up authentically you. And when you think about all of the people that are the most celebrated, it's, you know, they're in alignment with who they are, for better or worse. You can only have the depth of love and connection with another person as the depth of love and connection you have with yourself. And so there's been a lie for a long time that, you know, that self-love and is selfish and all these kind of things. And to use your point earlier that we, you know, it's so easy for so many of us as women to go, oh, I can celebrate everyone else, but not myself. And we actually think that we're really great at loving our kids and our friends and everyone really, really well, but just not ourselves. But then you look at the data and it says you can only truly connect and have a depth of love and connection with someone else as you can, as the amount and depth of love and connection you have with yourself. And so for anyone listening who thinks like, oh, well, I just want to be the best friend or the best mom or the best partner. If that's true, then you got to learn to love yourself, because the more you love yourself, the deeper your love and connection will be for and with everyone else. So I go into how to do this. I go into how to start seeing the good inside of you for people that struggle with negative self-talk. I go into how to reframe and retell that story you tell yourself about yourself. I go into how to take all the labels off that are old, that some of us don't even know are stuck to us, or we think that those labels are permanent, but they're not. They're like a post-it note with light adhesive we can remove. And just for anyone, Heather, who has like some self-doubt to destroy and a destiny to fulfill, that is who I wrote Worthy for. I'm donating 100% of the proceeds. It is literally just my life's greatest passion, because I came so close to doubting myself out of my own destiny so many times, and many times I did. And when we think about what has self-doubt already cost us in our lives, like if for anyone who's the answer is like, oh, too much, then Worthy is for you for sure.
Every woman, every human needs this book, but especially every woman listening to this conversation. Jamie, I'm so grateful that you are still showing up and doing this work, because every time I see you speak or I see a reel or you on stage, I'm just like, yes. You are.
I saw your post. I just saw one of your recent posts, and I want to say, anyone who posts and tags you and tags me, I will try to repost it as well. I'm just so grateful. I feel like we're all in this together. Like when I think about like, oh my gosh, like my whole mission with Worthy is no girl, no woman, no person left behind, and knowing they're worthy. Because when we believe we're worthy, oh my gosh, like I imagine like the unhealthy relationships that will end, and like the ideas that will be shared, and the businesses that will be birthed, and like the jolt of possibility when we wake up in the morning from like the earth shaking. Like this is what I envision. And so I'm just honored and grateful to be here with you and sharing all this with you, Heather, and just helping, you know, spread the word about Worthy as well. And thank you for all the work you do and showing
up
in the world as
well. Thank you. Yeah. Where can they get the book? When's it coming out? This may be out or they're listening to after, but let them know all the things.
Yes. So I'm so excited that so Worthy is available anywhere books are sold. And if you go to worthybook.com, there are lots of free gifts and thank you gifts. And there's a link to all the places it's available: Target, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, independent bookstores, Audible, and I'm just so excited. And it's out. It's out now in the world as of February 20th. So I'm very excited. And I want to show you something fun. Actually, the very end of the book and the hardcover is I did like a library card, old school library card, because like I just have this vision that I hope everyone who reads it will put your name at the end and then write the name of another woman, a girl, and give your book to her. Like anybody who it's like, you know, if they just
what a cute believe. Idea. I was just I thinking that, so, yeah. Like, this is that book that you give everybody. You're like, you need this book. One of those books that you read every single year to just go again, like listen to it again and again. Or I say listen. Yes. Sometimes I listen while I'm walking and I'll read the book as well. And I'm highlighting and dog-earing. I love
doing both.
Also, the library thing. Yeah, my kids would have no idea what that is, but
I remember. Like, what's a library card? How do you share your book? So
thank you, Jamie. I'm so incredibly grateful for you, and I truly, you know, a lot of times people will say, "I will hold the belief that you have for me." Right? Like, we can hold that. Sometimes we also, I'm getting from this conversation, like holding that sense of worth. Like you are not only the belief of worthiness, not like you can make your vision happy, you are worthy of making it happy happen as well.
Yes, exactly. That's it. Because we can believe something's possible, but until we believe we're worthy of it, right? It almost always will not happen, or we'll get it and we'll lose it. It's believing we're worthy of the thing, of the loving relationship, of great friendships, of not waiting on our weight to think we're worthy of all the stuff. So exactly. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.